Well, it's great to see you today, Bridgepoint. Thank you so much for joining us. Isn't this amazing? The church will not be stopped just because we can't gather in a building. The church isn't a location. It isn't an address. It's people. Thank you for connecting to us. It's so cool because we've got people connecting to us online, and we're watching things right now in live, real time. As a matter of fact, if you're following us, we're doing a brand new look today, and you can actually chat right over here with me and with others who are watching this. I'm actually watching right now. I'm going to put something out there. I'm just going to say, hey, how's that? To let you know that we really are live, and you can watch us right now. And so I want to connect with you there. Thank you so much for being a part of today. Isn't technology amazing? Thank you so much to all the people behind the scenes who are watching what we're doing, who are connecting with us, who are making this happen, and thank you for joining us. If you know somebody who needs to hear this message today, why don't you just send them a quick invite, ask them to join you and be a part, because God is still in control, and we want people to know that. It's been a tough week. Yeah, we have to admit that. We have to confess. And many of us have a lot of anxiety, a lot of worry, a lot of stress. I have to confess that I've been there. And we don't really quite know what to do. And we've been in a series called Chasing Forever. And right now, that is even more important to us because we're looking at our lives and we're saying, wow, you know, what's next? What is it going to look like from here forward? And it's difficult to navigate. And we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants. We're trying to figure this out as we go. And nobody really knows the outcome. But what we do know is that God is in control. And we're going to trust that. We're going to believe in that. And that's what it means to chase forever. We can chase that which we cannot see, that which we cannot know, that which is out in front of us. We can chase that because we believe God's in control of it. That God's out in front of us. Here's the thing that you need to know. God is not surprised by any of this. He is ahead of us. He's also very present with us. So trust that. Lean into that. Walk in that. Last week we talked about a very important aspect of this journey that we do together, this life that we do together. And we asked this question, who are you chasing forever with? And right now we're practicing social distancing. We're kind of staying away from each other, and we're doing life a little more distant. But the truth is nonetheless that who we do life with, who we chase life with, is very vital. Right now we lean into relationships. We lean into community. One of the beauties of this time that we have, where there's no sports on television, school's going to be out for a few days, we're not gathering together in large groups. One of the beauties of this is we get to reconnect with our families. Those people that are up close to us. I pray that you'll take this opportunity to reconnect, do life together. Yesterday evening, my family was gathered together and we sat outside, and our little grandbaby Rooney had her first pool day. And so what a great opportunity to connect and to be together and to do life together, because who we chase life with, who we chase forever with, is super important. Another way to ask that question is, do you have friends? Let me back up here. Do you have friends that are committed to helping you in your life? Do you have friends that you can trust? And trust is difficult right now. Last week we learned that trust is some very important things. First of all, it's a feeling. And right now, we don't have a lot of feeling of trust. Like, we don't know who we can trust. We don't feel very trusting. We don't feel very trustworthy even. We don't know. One of the problems with feelings is they come and they go. They ebb and they flow. They're up, they're down. And right now, we don't feel a lot of trust. So how do we rely on that? Well, there's a second thing that trust is, and that is that it's earned. Again, right now, that's very difficult because there's a lot of people conflicting information out there, contradiction, and we don't know who we can trust, who's telling us the right thing, who's doing the right things. So trust is not really being earned right now. But there's a third very valuable and important part of trust, and that is that trust is a choice. Our hope is that you will choose to trust, that you will choose to trust God. So where do we start? In the middle of all of this mess and all of this uncertainty and all of this anxiety, what do? We start by simply trusting God. Last week, we kind of drew this map for you. It starts with trusting God first. Here's the thing you need to remember, that God has a plan. So we trust His plan. He has a hope and a future for us. He is way out in front of us and yet very present with us. And one of the ways that we trust God's plan is by trusting others. Trust God's plan by trusting others. Trust your leadership. Yes, they haven't figured it all out, but they're working hard. They're trying to figure it out on the way. This is all new to everybody. Trust us as your leaders, where we made a decision not to gather corporately, both because it's responsible, but also because our leadership, our authorities, asked us not to. So that's why we did it. It's not a lack of faith. It's not because of fear. It's because we want to be good people and good neighbors. So we trust God. We trust God's plan, and we trust God by trusting others. Here's a verse that you can just hang on. Write this down. Stick it somewhere where you're going to see it this week. God says this to you and I today. I know what I'm doing. Again, I'm not surprised. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you. When nothing else seems like it's working, when you don't have trust in other people, trust God, because He says, I'm here to take care of you, not abandon you. I won't leave you. I have plans to give you the future you hope for. Listen, there is another side to this. We don't know how long it'll take. We don't know what it means, but we have to trust that God has a plan and that God sees the other side. My favorite verse, as I shared with you last week, is to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, what you can try to figure out and manage yourself, but instead acknowledge Him or submit yourself to Him, and He's going to make your path straight. So yes, this is a difficult time. Let's just get real about it. We don't have answers. We're all anxious. We're all worried. We're not real certain. And we act kind of in that uncertainty. And then we react in ways that are not healthy. And we make bad decisions. Again, none of this surprises God. Jesus knew. Jesus said these words. He said, in this world you will have trouble. But He said, take heart. Get out of your head. Go to your heart. Take heart. Trust. Trust. I have overcome the world. And all the stuff that comes against it. So what do? Today I want to give you some practical steps, and then I want to give you some spiritual steps. I want to give you just some practical things that you need to do, just some wise decisions, and then I want to take you to some comfort from God's Word. I think it's important that we lean into what God says to us. And throughout history, there have been these types of experiences, and God has been there through them all. And God has brought people through them all. So what do? How do we respond? Well, first, it's wise to protect yourself. Some of us are making dumb decisions. Quit being stupid. All right? Let's just quit being stupid. We're making unwise decisions, acting. We're posting things that are incorrect. We're coming up with our own theories, our own ideas. Stop it. Stop it. Start making wise decisions. Stop being foolish. I love this passage from Proverbs 1:7. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So if you're going to fear anything, it says the fear of the Lord. Now, that's not talking about the kind of fear that goes into the grocery store and buys every piece of toilet paper you can find. We're not talking about that. It's not the kind of fear that just acts silly and goes and fills up all your gas tanks because gas is going to wait. Listen, bakers are still baking bread. Gas and oil is still being pumped out of the ground. And by the way, it's getting cheap. The toilet paper is still going to be made. And if not, we have leaves on the trees. God's going to take care of it. We've got everything we need. If we're going to fear anything, what we need to do is respect and acknowledge God. That's what that fear means. Acknowledge who He is. Recognize He's in control. And He is. But it also says that fools despise wisdom and instruction. It is foolish not to follow what we're being told. We're trying to flatten this thing out so that it doesn't grow. All we have to do is look around our world to see where decisions weren't made properly and the end results. We don't want that here. So let's make wise decisions. Let's not be foolish. Let's follow our instructions. Ephesians chapter 5 says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise people. So again, as we navigate through this time, walk carefully, walk wisely, make good decisions. Because you and I need to understand some simple things. One is we need to be prepared. Be prepared. That doesn't mean go buy every piece of toilet paper in the store. That doesn't mean you have to hoard all of these items. But you need to be prepared. Be prepared to have to spend some time away from your jobs. Be prepared to have to spend some time away from school. Be careful that you understand that there may be some things that you need and you need to work through that. So be prepared. That's good. But let's not get crazy. Second, we've been told to wash our hands. It sounds elementary, like we should be doing that. We should have always been doing that. But we need to wash our hands. And now they tell us that we need to wash our hands very well and for about 20 seconds with warm water, antibacterial soap, all those kinds of things. You know, a lot of people are saying, hey, a guide that I've been using when I wash my hands is I sing Happy Birthday. I got a better one. Why not, when you wash your hands, why don't you pray? Pray for our leadership. Pray for our country. Pray for our world. Pray for your friends. Pray for health. Pray for healthcare workers. Pray for our people who will be responding in situations. Why don't you take some time to pray? Pray, because here's the cool thing. We're going to be washing our hands a lot. So if we pray while we wash our hands, we're going to be praying a lot. And there's power in that. We need to avoid touching our face. I mean, that's again, very difficult. I'm a face toucher. I do that all the time, and you'll probably see me do that during this message, right? But just avoid, because simple things can help contain and help us not to spread this virus around. Eat well. Eat well. Make sure you're staying healthy so that you can respond. Get rest. As difficult as that is, I know that when you lay your head on your pillow at night, the anxiety increases. I know that. But try your best to get some rest. Practice social distancing. I was just watching a thing this morning, and there was this graph about how social distancing works. And I was amazed at what they're teaching us about that. Just keep your space between people. Avoid crowds. Avoid moving around in areas. You know, because you're out of school doesn't mean you go to the movie theater. Right? Don't do those kinds of things. Just be smart and do the things that people are telling you. Avoid overexposure to the news. Here's the thing. The talking heads on TV don't have all the answers. And the truth is, we know that they've politicized this thing. And that's not what this is about. This is way bigger than that. I want to call on our talking heads to stop doing that. And we need to stop doing that too. Stop spreading that misinformation, all of that crazy stuff that people are posting out there. Stop sharing, stop tweeting, stop doing all that kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, why don't you turn your TVs off of the news stations? Turn them off. As a matter of fact, turn them off completely. And connect to those people around you. What a great opportunity to seek some solitude, to spend some time with family, to find that rest, to spend time in God's Word. What a great opportunity to do that. But avoid that overexposure to the news. It's just going to make you more anxious. And then lastly, seek help for your stress, especially if that stress consumes you. Seek help for that. Here's what we want you to know. We're not gathering here today. This room is empty. It will be empty for all of our services today. But here's the thing I want you to know. We're still here for you. If you need us, call us. If the stress is overwhelming, call us right now. You can chat right over here, and you can ask for prayer. In our earlier services today, people were asking for prayer, and we were responding to that. We're here for you. Let us pray for you. Let us encourage you. Better yet, be an encouragement to others. Here's something I want to challenge you with. I didn't think about this earlier in the day when I was sharing, but I've thought about it now, and I want to share it with you. Take this opportunity, this time, this extra time you have, gather with your family, and why not make some cards or write some notes and send them to our nursing homes? Because right now, our elderly population, the people that we sit on the backs of, the people that made our world possible for us, the people that taught us and guide us and led us, those people can't have visitors. So why not think about them? Why not write a note and just go by the nursing home and say, could you share these with your people? Why not go check on your neighbor? Why not get an opportunity to know them? Don't hug them, all right? Give them one of these, right? But just check, how are you? Do you have everything you need? What a great opportunity to reach out. Find people around you in need and try to meet those needs. It's a great opportunity. And if you are stressed and it's overwhelming you, let us help you. Let us reach out to you. Because here's a truth you need to know. We do not have control over this virus. They don't have control over it yet. They got some great plans, and I think some things are coming quickly. But we do have control over how we respond emotionally. Don't respond out of emotion. Don't react. So today, I want to give you 5 very simple, quick steps. Maybe you want to write these down. The quick things that you can think about, things that you can kind of anchor into, steps that you can take over these next few days as we travel uncertain, uncharted waters. It's going to be difficult. We don't know what's ahead of us. But what we do know is that God is in control. Hang on to that. But here's some simple steps I want you to take. First, it's wise to protect yourself. I've already shared that. Just follow what people tell you. Why are we not meeting today? Because our governor asked us not to. Not only are we being good citizens and good neighbors, but it's just a good decision. We're protecting you. And technology allows us to gather, to be here. Thank you for doing that. Share with other people this opportunity. And we'll be sharing with you updates as we move through it. But it is smart. It's wise to protect yourself. Secondly, nothing is bigger than God. Nothing. A virus, any other circumstance that we may face, none of that is bigger than God. So stop worrying. Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? I mean, Jesus asked that question. And the answer is no. It's not going to change. Worrying about it doesn't change it. What we need to do is we need to trust. Choose trust. And it is a choice. And remember, God's in control. God is our refuge. He's our strength. I love the way this says this in Psalm 46. An ever-present, or a very present, not a distant present, not a far away God, not a distant God, but an ever-present, always present, constantly present help in trouble. That's who God is. That's who we serve. And because of that, then we can claim this scripture in Psalm 46. Therefore, we will not fear. Because God's ever present, because he's here, because he's in control, we will not fear. Stop being afraid. Start trusting. Start believing. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, by the way, that's not happening. Sky isn't falling. World isn't ending. Mountains aren't falling away. The seas have stopped moving. As a matter of fact, we can go look at them. It's a great place to go during this time. Reconnect to the beaches. Reconnect to God's creation all around us. Even although that may sometimes feel, and though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging, we're not going to be afraid. Why? Because nothing, say that with me out loud, I don't care where you are, nothing is bigger than God. Say that with me. Nothing is bigger than God. Nothing. So we have to trust that. But there's a third thing we need to do, and that is pray. Prayer is the most underutilized resource in the universe. And prayer can do what man cannot. Grab that. Prayer is a powerful tool, and we need to pray. As a matter of fact, our president has designated today as a national day of prayer. Spend time praying throughout today. The scriptures tell us in 1 Thessalonians that we rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now notice what bookends that pray without ceasing. We are to be praying, not just today, but every day. But notice what bookends it. Rejoice always. How do we rejoice always? By praying. How can we give thanks in circumstances, even though we can't understand them and control them? By praying. Let prayer be a valuable resource in your life. Grab a hold of it. Use it. It says, let us approach. In Hebrews, it says, let us then approach God's throne of grace. Did you know you get to approach God with this? God, the one who just moved his hand and the world was created, the one who's not surprised by any of this, the one who's sovereign and in control, you can approach his throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We're in a time of need, so we need to pray. Again, the president has designated today as a national day of prayer. I hope you'll pray every day. But specifically, to kind of guide you today, I want you to do something for me. I want you to join me in prayer today at 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. Would you just stop whatever you're doing? Gather your family. Find a private place by yourself. Pull over to the side of the road. You shouldn't be out anyway. Gather with whoever you can and pray. 2 o'clock today, gather with me and pray. 6 o'clock, let's pray together. 10 o'clock, let's pray together. Join me and be a part of that, seeing the power of prayer that God wants us to use and that is a very present help in this time of our need. So we need to be wise, protect ourselves. Remember that nothing is beyond God's control and that he's bigger than all of it, and we need to pray. But there's a fourth thing that we need to do, and we've already tapped onto it. We have to choose trust. Just simply choose trust. Last week, we shared this passage of scripture with you. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Listen to me. Claim that. That's a promise from scripture. Claim it right now. Claim it. That God will not forsake you. The Bible tells us he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He is faithful. He will be with us all the way to the end. Trust that. Believe that. Keep your eyes on him. The scriptures tell us that when we keep our eyes on him, he says, you keep him, us, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Keep your thoughts in mind on Jesus. Keep your thoughts in mind on the provision that he has for your life. And simply choose trust. It's a simple process. Just choose it. Grab it. Say, today I'm going to choose to trust you, God. But then there's a fifth thing that's so vital and so exciting during this time. Seize this opportunity to share hope. Your hope. See, when you don't act crazy, when you don't go into the stores and hoard things, when you don't post things that are weird or just crazy out there, people will notice that. People will pay attention to that and they'll say, what's different about you? How can you be so calm in the middle of all of this? Why are you not anxious? Why are you not worried? And in that time, when that happens, and it will happen, you get to share your hope. You get to share who Christ is for you. And we have an incredible opportunity right now. When 9/11 happened, our churches were filled with people looking for hope. The difference in this time, it's no different of an opportunity, but right now, we're not going to be bringing people into the church, but we have incredible opportunity to be the church. Remember, the church isn't a building. We're doing church right now. Why? Because it's his people gathered together, and we get the opportunity to be the church in our world. They're desperately looking for hope, and you and I have it. So be that hope. Prepare yourself that. The scripture says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. And listen to me, if you act with faith, if you lock into the hope that you have, people are going to ask you, what's up with you? And you get to share with them about Jesus. You get to share the hope. You need to grab a hold. Be faithful in that. Psalm 37 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Make faithfulness your friend. Acknowledge it and choose faithfulness. Choose to share your faith. This is a great opportunity, people. So five very simple things. It's wise to protect yourself. Be smart. Make good decisions. None of this is bigger than God. None of it. Nothing. Pray today, tomorrow, every day, and when this is over, keep praying. Why? Because it's the most powerful thing you can do, and it's the answer that we're looking for. choose trust. In spite of the fact that it's difficult and there are not a lot of things you can trust coming from the media, not a lot of things that you can trust out in the world, you can trust God. So lean in. Don't lean away. Lean in and seize the opportunity. What a great chance you and I have to share the hope, the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. This big idea I want you to know. Don't see the COVID-19, the coronavirus, as an obstacle. See it as an opportunity. What a great opportunity we have. We've unrolled some brand new technology. You're experiencing it right now. Some of you are chatting right over here with us. You're seeking prayer requests. You're able to give online, and I encourage you to do that. Continue to support your church. We have people that we support. We have an opportunity to impact the world. We're going to continue to be here, and we're going to be here after this. Listen to me. Let me give you a little bit of other advice, a little extra thing that you can do. Support businesses around you. Go to those small businesses. We want them to be there when this is all over. Listen, Amazon, they're going to survive. But that mom and pop shop, that restaurant, that store, help them out. Go visit them. At least order it online and have it sent to you. But the big guys, they're going to be just fine, I promise you. But take care of each other. Take care of our community. But what we need to understand is that this is an opportunity to do good things. We saw this empty room as an opportunity to be good neighbors, to be good citizens, to submit to our authorities, to do the right thing. And that's what we did. And you have an opportunity too. So many around you, not just sharing your faith, but you have an opportunity to display faith as we climb this mountain. Because this is a truth that you need to know. Every mountain that we climb is an opportunity to stretch our faith. God is stretching us. Stretch. You'll grow. Yeah, you might get a little sore. Sometimes that happens when we become sedentary in our faith. But stretch. Reach. Trust. Act in faith. Live it out. Grow in that. And what you'll learn is you'll learn skills and you'll develop habits that are going to carry you way beyond this crisis. So stretch. Trust. I love this passage in Matthew 21:21. Jesus replied to some people that he was talking to, and he said, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what is done to the fig tree," he had used an example, a story of a fig tree. He said, you can not only manage that, but you can also say to this mountain. And I'm sure he was standing there and he gestured up. See that mountain right there? You could say to that mountain through faith, without doubt, go throw yourself into the sea and it'll be done. Now, was Jesus speaking metaphorically? Probably. But could it actually happen? Yes. Why? Because the God of all creation said it could. This virus doesn't surprise him. And this virus is not beyond his control. And this God that we serve, this God can do anything if we would simply humble ourselves and in faith, trust, believe, and pray. I want to close with this big thought. The best view comes from the hardest climb. We got a mountain ahead of us. But on the other side, we're going to see incredible things. Trust it. Believe it. Hang on to it. Share it. Have courage. Be strong. Be smart. Love each other well. And your church, you, it will be glorified throughout the world. Listen to me. God loves you. He absolutely adores you, and he has you. Let's pray together. Father, as we pause in this moment, I just want to thank you for being God. And God, worship, as we've gathered together online in front of screens, worship is recognizing that we're not you and celebrating that fact. So we celebrate you right now. The God over everything, even the things that we don't understand and can't control. The God who's bigger than anything that we can wrap our hands around. Anything that we can wrap our minds around. God, forgive us where we try to squeeze you into our understanding. But instead, we need to trust you with all of our heart. And God, these next few days are going to require trust, faith, belief. So we lift all of our concerns. We lift all of our needs. We lift all of our friends. We lift all of those people who are working so hard. We lift our leaders. We lift our community, our state, our nation, our world. We lift them to you. God, above all, you are the way maker. You are here. And we're going to trust you. Hold us. Guide us. Carry us. Give us strength and courage. And on the other side of this, and even in the middle of it, we'll give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.